News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. National Guard troops from Texas are positioned at an Army Reserve center in Illinois, despite a lawsuit.
Chicago's a great city, but you can't be a great city if you have murders and if you have a lot of problems, and they do.
On Monday, Illinois and Chicago sued the administration over the deployment plan, and a judge ordered 2 days for a White House response. Former FBI Director James Comey is set to make his first court appearance today in a Justice Department criminal case that accuses him of lying to Congress 5 years ago. A decision is expected in June from the Supreme Court on conversion therapy bans. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
The Supreme Court seems skeptical about state bans on conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus kids. Christian counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says a conversion therapy ban for kids in Colorado is a violation of her First Amendment rights.
Ms. Childs is being silenced, and the kids and families who want her help are unable to access it.
Childs' attorney James Campbell says her approach is different from practices like shock therapy decades ago. State attorneys say therapy is health care, and Colorado has a responsibility to regulate it. Justice Neil Gorsuch asked,
what if a state back then or might have passed a law prohibiting talk therapy that affirmed homosexuality? Would that be subject to rational basis review on your theory?
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson questioned why the court upheld a different measure from Tennessee that bans transition-related treatments for transgender kids. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Senior officials from the U.S. and Qatar are expected to join day three of talks between Israel and Hamas in Egypt. Hamas says it's seeking guarantees from President Trump that Israel will not resume its military campaign after the militant group releases its remaining hostages. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Yankees overcame a 5-run deficit to stave off elimination in their AL Division Series with a 9-6 Game 3 win over the Blue Jays. Aaron Judge hit a tying 3-run homer in the 4th inning. Cal Raleigh had a 2-run blast for his first postseason homer as the Mariners doubled up the Tigers 8-4 to take a 2-1 ALDS lead. The 2-time defending Stanley Cup champion Panthers opened the NHL season with a 3-2 win over the Blackhawks. NFL, the Bengals acquired QB Joe Flacco from the Browns. The league fined Cowboys owner Jerry Jones $250,000 for an obscene gesture toward fans at MetLife Stadium. And the Cardinals fined coach Jonathan Gannon $100,000 after a sideline altercation with Imari DiMercato. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.